Welcome back to Left of Normal, where everything that isn't right is left, and everything that is left is right. I'm your host, Scott Seary. Last week, we discovered that working from home was much better than working from whatever the alternative is, and that playing with a baby all day long is pretty awesome. But eventually I realized that if I wanted my writing career to actually work out, then I needed to do something that was more than relying on the couple of clients that I had. So I started going to the Chamber of Commerce Business After Hours events. I had gone to these back in the day as a financial advisor, but I had no clue how to interact with people and how to network at that time. When I was doing the finance gig, I'd head down to the chamber events and I'd try to talk to people. But being a left of normal introvert, I usually just stood in the corner and I stared at people until they got really uncomfortable and left. Realizing that didn't work, I would stare at people until they saw me and then I'd look away really quickly as though I wasn't staring. I found out that also didn't work. So I would try to find the other people that were standing around staring at people from the corners, and I'd attempt to initiate conversation. And it usually went along the lines of, "So, your name tag says Tom." And they'd be like, "Yep." And I'd say, "Cool." And then there was a long, awkward pause, and I'd ask what they do, and they would say they're financial advisors, and I'd say, "Hey, me too." And then we'd kick at the floor awkwardly until one of us left. In other words, I would use my superb people skills to drum up loads of business while networking. Or loads of whatever the opposite of business is. So when I started going back now as a writer, I had to do a bit of a mindset shift. I knew what didn't work while networking, and I knew that the place would be loaded with insurance agents, financial advisors, and a million other people who all did the exact same thing. But not really any writers. In fact, I've only met a handful of writers who live in Billings, and most of them do it, but they don't really love it. They do it just because they can and it needs to get done. So going into it this time, however, I wasn't going to try to drum up business. I was going because it was $8, and you get two drinks and usually a pretty good meal out of it. It seems that the way these events go is that one business will host and the other businesses will see the nice spread that they put out and think, I can do better. And so the next week, another business hosts and goes even bigger. And then the next is even bigger than that. And so on until someone pops the bubble and reverts it all back to a smattering of meat and cheese trays. My mindset changed to go pay $8 for a couple drinks and a good meal. If I happen to meet someone, then I happen to meet someone. One of the first after-hours events that I went back to was in August 2014. And I believe it was hosted by Zoo Montana. And Jessica had something going on. So I took Holden and Jessica's mom with me, and they walked around, looked at the animals, did the zoo thing, while I shook some hands and talked to people. There were a few familiar faces there, and so I developed my after-hours networking technique, one that I still use today, because I really don't like networking. But if I'm going to get any sort of business, I have to do it. I would go in, I'll get my beverage, and then I find somebody that I know. I go up to them and I say hi, and we do the little small talk dance. You know the one, how are you? Fine. How are you? Fine. How's business? Fine. And yours? Fine. Lovely weather. How's the wife and or kids? Oh, sucks to hear about your divorce and that the three kids all died in a freak gasoline fight accident last week. I'll never ask another personal question ever again, because the one time I went out on a limb, this sort of thing happens. But eventually, there's a pause, and usually it's one that I caused and made very awkward. And then I would say, hey, you should introduce me to someone that I haven't met before. And they would say something along the lines of, how do I know who you haven't met? And I'd say, basically everyone, just pick someone. And they would find someone and introduce me, and we would talk about things like the weather and business and how are the wife and or kids. And somewhere along the lines here, I realized that these after-hours networking events aren't really designed to go and try to drum up a bunch of business. But instead, they're designed to be there, people see your face, they know that you're around, that you're active in the community. And if I meet someone new, that's cool. If not, I got two drinks and a good meal for $8. Now, at this particular after-hours at Zoo Montana, I met Christine Kautzman. Christine was an insurance agent for State Farm or Farmers or Farm Bureau or Farmers Almanac or one of those many different insurance companies that have farm in the name. So we did that small talk dance and exchanged business cards and did the whole networking thing. The next day, I went in and had laser eye surgery. No more putting on glasses every morning, but for several weeks I was barely able to see, and I felt as though I had been sandblasted in the face. Mostly the eyes, less of the rest of the face, but mostly the eyes. All the eyes, just the eyes. So Jeremy Meadows calls me up sometime that weekend or early the next week, and he tells me about this sweet new networking group that he's getting started in Billings called Biz2Biz. It's an established organization, but it hasn't really been brought to Billings yet. And then a couple days later, Christine calls me up and tells me about this sweet new networking group that's being brought to Billings called Biz2Biz, and explains to me that it's an established organization, but it really hasn't been brought to Billings yet. One of the first meetings was that coming Thursday, to which I had to politely decline, saying that my eyes felt like I had been sandblasted in the face, but I would try to make it the following week. So it was about 7 years ago, almost this time of year, late August, that I started attending Biz2Biz. Now, we couldn't officially become a chapter until we had 10 people ready to pay the $350 or whatever membership fees were at the time. And so we would meet informally until we got there. And in the meantime, I wondered if $350 was a good investment and would I meet enough people to make up the difference. And I completely overanalyzed things the way that I should, or the way that I do, or whatever. But here we are, 7 years after joining the group, and I'm still a member. And for anyone that is wondering if networking groups work, I know that this one does. I very likely would not have been able to keep going with my writing career if it wasn't for the Biz2Biz group. And not only did it bring in a lot of new clients, it brought me a lot of business skills that I otherwise would never have discovered or learned or been able to practice. And it also brought in some people that I eventually became friends with, that even though we're not networking together, we actually do things outside of business related activities. And we'll get into that in the coming weeks. But for now, you've had a peek into the world where everything left is right, and if it feels right, then it must be left. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, join the Facebook community, and realize that the small talk dance is awkward and painful and in no way contributes to the betterment of society. Instead of asking how are you and how's the weather, ask if there are any projects I've been working on or a hobby that you know I'm into. Kind of like Sam Borbrum does whenever we haven't seen each other for a while. He asks if I brewed anything awesome, and I appreciate that more than how's life or what's up. And of course, share this with your friends, whether they are left, normies, or right.